Eva Brown Show.
Since we are the best and you agree with me, right? Then just respect my camaraderie.
It's gonna turn me on.
Get ready!
We moving real quick, baby. Can you keep up?
Mo Brown Sugar and DJ Spinfo. We hitting you with the hottest joints. Hip-hop, R&B, reggae. You know how we do. We got that soul-knocking, body-rocking music for your eardrums.
Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown, and Spinfo, the Limpo, your girlfriend's favorite DJ.
So keep your ears open, because the show starts now.
What's up? What's up, everybody out there? You are listening to Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. If you want to call up for a shout-out, a request, or a dedication, the number is 718-488-1590, 718-488-1590. And I haven't been here for a minute, but you know, Mo Brown Sugar's back in the building, baby. How you doing? I got some guests in the building with me. Say what's up.
What's up, what's up?
What's going on?
It's a man fest in here today, and I'm loving it. Balls everywhere! I'm just playing. Let's keep it clean. Sorry, Mom. All right, tell us who's in the building today. Who? Nobody wants to go first? Nashalon, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're there?
I don't know if you want to go with the guest first or...
You're not a guest? This is your home?
No.
I could have sworn you had your own place.
I do.
Go to mobrownsugar.podomatic.com. That's mobrownsugar.podomatic.com.
Slower.
I'm on YouTube.com/... Mo Brown Sugar. I got out of breath.
You're excited, aren't you?
I got asthma. It's humid outside.
No, but you're excited, too. You haven't been here for a while.
Anyway,
so.
I'm on Twitter.
I can tell.
What's my Twitter name? Miss Mo Brown Sugar?
Is that what it is?
Yes, M-S-M-O Brown Sugar. No R. All right, who do we have in the building with us today?
Lavaro's here.
Lavaro from where?
Lavaro from Lavaro.
There you go.
Lavaro from where? Tell the people where you're from, what you do.
I'm Lavaro from Lavaro Productions. And
you know, what's Lavaro Productions?
At Lavaro Productions, we make movies.
Woo! Don't hurt him. Who else we got in the building?
Oh, we got Leland Bernard Martin in the building. You already know.
You coming to hear this Barry White ass boy.
You know it. You know, I'm a man's man. You know
you're
how
a man's
I go.
Man. And yeah. What do you do, Mr. Leland Martin?
I'm an actor.
You're an actor.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes,
where can we see you?
Well, you can follow me, first of all, on Twitter at Leland B. Martin. You know, follow me on Twitter. And you'll see me soon in the pilot Love or Money, but we'll talk about that later, though.
Mr. Jones,
you can find me at Lavaro.com.
Yeah. Oh, also, I got another film coming out called Alaska Land. Should be coming out soon, hitting the film festivals everywhere.
Awesome.
You know, pushing to get that thing in Sundance.
We got the big dogs in the building today. So before I get into the topic of the day, this trial with the Troy guy.
Yeah.
Please say his name.
Troy Davis.
Yes, Troy Davis. This trial is being postponed. No, I don't want to say postponed. Is that the right word?
Well,
why is everybody quiet?
They held off on the execution.
Yes, they're holding off on the execution.
They're holding off on the execution. Why?
What do you mean, why? Why do you sound excited? This isn't good.
I'm just saying.
Because
the other day they said they was on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. You know, that was it. But now they're not doing that no more.
No, they're holding off.
He's still with us.
Oh, he's still with us. He's still on this planet Earth.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to talk about anything sad. So let's get some happy music in here first.
Move straight past everything.
I felt my heart falling down.
All right, yeah, we don't.
My heart was falling down.
It's good though because he's staying with us for a minute.
Oh, he's staying with us for a minute. Yeah. Well, you know what?
Good news.
Trey Songz will let us know what's going on. Trey Songz and my man Lupe Fiasco. Ooh, this is my joint. Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. Don't go nowhere. Let's rock out and have a good time, y'all.
Something great.
Everything hooks, everything works. You're a real good course, I'm a real good verse. Freestyle unrehearsed, so clean, no curse. And when the song's gone, man, everything hurts. So I put it in reverse, go back to the scene where I seen you first.
here. I need you to sing that single again. Play that video, I seen you a band. 100 million scans in my mind all day. Calling in requests on the line always. Yeah, the president of your fan club. Leading players all behind like a band love.
Girl, I want you to know.
Like a timeout in tennis for a finish. How'd I get in this? Maybe it was your hair. Maybe it was your flair. Maybe it's the heels and the way you wear. Maybe it's your real and the way you care. You don't care if I'm ill or a millionaire. The only thing that matters that the feeling's there. Your smile so bright it's like a grill's in there. High off life, don't need a pill in there. You're killing me, I think I need a will in here. Got me feeling real skills impaired. Hard to describe why you're still in here.
Girl, I want you to know.
Trying to figure this out, love.
But I like it, girl. Don't even know why I feel this way. But I like it, girl.
Caught up in something that I can't get out of.
That's not me. That's not me. No. Okay. Trey Songz. No, Lupe Fiasco and Trey Songz. Keep messing up the peep of them song. Mo Brown, Sugar the Diva Brown Show. One earphone is working. So if I'm extra loud or if I turn up the music too loud or something, I'm sorry.
I don't have any
bootleg facilities here. Bootleg facilities. All right. The topic of the day today is, what's the worst lie that you've ever told? Ooh, now see, ooh. Some people don't want to be known as liars, but come on, I know people have told lies before in their life, right? Why y'all trying to act
you
so quiet?
Told a lie
it's
before.
Mad testosterone in here, and y'all are acting like y'all never told a lie before.
Never,
I've
ever.
Told plenty of lies.
You told plenty of lies?
Not plenty.
I don't, I'm an angel, I got the halo.
Not plenty of lies, but...
I got a halo on my head.
I've never told a lie.
Like, I like your hair, like, that's a lie.
Wow.
Not saying that I'm.
Wow.
Really?
I've said that to people
wow.
where I didn't.
Mo, I like your hair.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's real nice.
Whatever. It's shrunk.
No, I really do like your hair. I'm just saying. I've talked to people and said
why
that.
Why would
I
you
like
lie and say
and
that you like them?
Because girls already like the truth.
They don't.
I like it's the truth. If I look busted, let me know.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Yeah. Exactly.
No. If I need to know before I go outside and look crazy.
Yeah, but what if you're already outside? Then what?
Well, then I'm going to have to go buy something or put a garbage bag around my head or something.
What if you just, like, got off the stage, you did a show, and you're like, how was my hair? And I'm like, oh, it was busted.
That has happened to me before. My skirt was falling off when I was performing at the sound check at Santos Party House. Tape was showing on my skirt. Pictures was being taken and everything. Nobody told me.
Told you
nobody
why he's up
nobody
there?
Told me. No. It's cool, though. It's cool, though.
Your performance was good.
Right. No, if my performance sucked, I need people to tell me.
That.
I need people to tell me if my performance sucked. Bow.
Suck
all right. Uh-oh. The worst lie that I've ever told. Now, I'm going back to my childhood because I can't even believe that I told this lie. Because when I said it, I knew that that was going to be something that affected me for my whole life.
Uh-oh.
So I had a baby doll. Her name was Whitney. And I will never forget, Whitney had human hair on her head, yo.
What?
That was like the first doll I ever had that had human hair. I could curl it with a curling iron, everything.
Everything.
I don't even know if it was fake and if I just tried to curl it with a curling iron and it burnt.
Mm.
But I put all my on my mother's Dax Grease in the doll's head.
Dax Grease.
Because I was styling it up. Styling it up, okay?
What's up, Bob Mary?
And my grandmother, I left the doll on the couch.
Uh-huh.
And it was a white couch. So all of the grease stain from the doll was on the couch, soiled up the couch, everything. Now, you know, some Caribbeans like to put plastic on the couch, but my mother didn't do that. So my grandmother was like, who put grease by the child here? Da, 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 da. Breaking. So I was like, a bird came through the window and did it.
Really?
You said a bird came through?
A bird came through the window and did it.
And put grease on the couch?
Yo, my grandmother was looking at me like.
That's the best lie you could come up with.
No, I told her it came through the window. I put grease in the child. But I was like, a bird came through. Like, I said it with conviction. Like, I meant it. Like, I really told a lie and believed that a bird came through the window and put grease in the child, in the child's head.
In the head.
When I tell you they beat me, like,
you see, that's
nothing.
Like, when girls lie, like, you actually believe your lie. That's
no,
a good
women
lie.
Women do not believe.
Yeah, no, when women lie, they actually convince themselves before they tell the lie.
What?
That way, it's not really a lie. Like, you try to make it true somehow in your head, in your own head.
Whatever. That was young lies,
like,
though.
Yeah,
I still remember that.
A bird came in and what? It was a bird in here, so that kind of could have did it.
No, I know it was a dumb little lie, you know, like, not little lie, but it was dumb. We talking about grown folk lies now, but that lie haunts me, like, every day of my freaking life. Like, that lie reminds me that I should not lie because of the way my grandmother waxed my ass. So I was like, I should not lie. It was crazy over some damn Dax grease.
Okay, what's the grown person lie?
Yeah, exactly.
The grown person's lie. Okay, you go first, Nashalani.
I don't have any.
You such a liar.
I don't.
See, you're a liar.
Hey, yeah.
You never lie. You never told a bad lie.
A bad lie?
I remember one time
a
you told
a lie.
Wait, can you tell? Can you tell everybody? Okay, I know this is your business, but it was funny. You told me this years ago.
Which lie was this?
About when you was hiding. You went to this girl's house that
That's
you.
That's not a lie.
No, you went to this girl's house that you met on air or something like that?
That's not a lie. How's that a lie?
Okay, it's not a lie, but tell a story real quick. It's a situation. Please.
How's it going from a lie to a situation?
Because it's funny.
Let's stay on the topic.
No, you mad loud.
What else is next?
No, tell the story. It's exciting.
What story was this?
You said that you was hiding in her house and her parents came home and she hit you in the closet and forgot you there.
Oh, yeah.
Did she lock you in there or something?
No, she didn't lock me in there. She just hit me in there for a little bit and her mom was downstairs so she had to go talk to her moms and she forgot that I was upstairs. I was up there for like a good 20 minutes or so.
How did she forget in 20 minutes?
Locked in the closet.
Yeah, I was trapped in the closet.
You was hot and sweating and stuff?
Hot, sweating, all that.
That's disgusting. Yeah. Whatever. Next.
It's not a lie.
Mr. Jones, what's the worst lie you ever told?
I don't tell lies. Like the bad hair thing, that's probably the best I can give
you. You have never dated somebody and told a bad lie.
Let me see. I have dated somebody, yes.
A lie to get out of a date, perhaps?
Yeah.
I don't know. Come back to me.
You guys are... Okay, Leland, please.
Worst lie I've ever told was, I love you.
That's a pretty good lie. Yeah, I said that before.
Have I told that lie before?
Have you used that one?
No, because I convinced myself that it was true. Like I said, because, you know,
but when
you
first
say
that.
I love you, and that can mean a lot, because I love my brothers. I love a lot of people. I'm not necessarily in love with you, but...
I love you.
You lied and said you love somebody?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Wow.
Damn. Don't even lie. You should just say thank you.
Say thank
you. Yeah, it's hard to say when somebody say that back. I love you.
I love you. Oh, man. That's
wow.
Yeah, they put you on the spot when they do that.
Because what do you say if you don't
you don't really love
him? Just be quiet, smile, and pat him on the head.
I like you, too. Pat him on the head. I like you, too.
No, you can't say that.
You're growing on me. You're growing on me.
You're growing me.
Say I love being with you.
Right? I love being with you. I have love for you.
Okay.
But, no, say but. You can say I have love for you.
But that's
too.
What she's going to be thinking. She's going to be like, but you don't love me.
Mm. Well, and you got to say that. We'll come back to that. We're going to get some music. Yeah. We'll come back to it. My Brown's going to do a Brown show. Yeah, this is my girl, Jennifer Hudson. Ain't nobody going to love you. Oh, yeah. I like this one.
Please don't hold that against me. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Even though I
still can feel a sting. No need to second guess me. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. See, I don't mind you putting up a little bit of fight. It's all right, but why run from what's gonna hold you tight through any complications, baby? Maybe we can start tonight. Yeah, I saw the dirty look you gave me. Don't care what your ex do. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Ain't no one gonna love you like I'm gonna love you. And if you dare, don't dare, send me straight the voicemail, babe. I'm just gonna text you. Hope it ain't no issue. I just gotta let you know no one gonna love you like I'm gonna love you. See, I don't mind you putting up a little bit of fight. It's all right, but why run from what's gonna hold you tight through any complications, baby? Maybe we can stop tonight. Yeah. I put that on everything. Somebody better told you, baby. Your name's spelled out in every heartbeat.
To our girls, 5 million and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl, all my girls, Chanda Paul say. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. I see the girl them broke out on the floor. From you don't wanna work this performer. From you don't wanna man work can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, nah eat no yam, no steam fish, nah no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Expose and girl, you got it test out. But you know we're sad, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if it is out of me, if it is out, cause I got the remedy for make it stress out. Me have to flaunt it because me God bless out. And girl, if you want it, you have to confess out. And a life where we need set speed, if it is to my chest out. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. I'm crazy now, this straight drop it and a Bridget and Flavor show. Ooh, ooh. Time for me make baby now, so stop boy like you, I get shady, yo. Ooh, ooh. Woman, don't blame me now, cause I'm a fits and fat, not greedy, yo. Ooh, ooh.
My loving is the way to go. My loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh oh, when they roll with a player like me, with a brother like me, girl, there is no other. No need to talk it right here, the spark it right here, keep it undercover. Come in love, how you fit in your blouse and your fat in your jeans, I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. I see the girl them broke out on the floor. From you don't wanna work this performer. From you don't wanna man work, can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand funny long, not eat no yam, no steam fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hard like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom.
Hey, uh-oh. Oh, Sean Paul, we need you.
Yes.
We need you to come back with another song, Mr. Sean Paul.
Sean Paul.
You think he's done? You are such a hater, Nonchalant.
He is. No, he's probably done.
You're done. I don't like when people say that about Sean Paul and Lil' Kim.
Oh, oh gosh. Another Lil' Kim.
Oof. Lil' Kim.
Dang. What's wrong with Lil' Kim?
Lil' who?
What's wrong with Lil' Kim?
Lil' who?
You know who needs to come back? Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, I didn't invite her.
Lauryn
back.
Who?
Lauryn
I'm
Hill
just
needs
playing.
To come back. Lil' she Kim, she can stay where she is.
If Lauryn Hill came back powerful, do you know how many like people would just like love it?
Of course.
She performed.
There's people waiting for her to come back.
Yeah, yeah. She'll be all right. She'll be fine.
Lauryn Hill's
right?
amazing.
Right?
Her okay. 15,000 kids.
Yeah, she got a village, man.
Yeah.
Village.
But it does take a village to raise a child, so we need everybody to give in just 50 cents.
Are you serious right now?
I saw that commercial. I was like, oh my God. She was like, if you just reach in your pocket right now. And I felt compelled to reach in my pocket.
You can
I was home. I had a pocket. All right, Mo Brown, Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. What was the worst lie that you've ever told, Mr. Jones?
I don't have a lie that I told personally, but I have a lie that somebody told me. Can I say that?
Okay.
Yeah, say that. All right, so I was, this guy called me and was like, tell such and such, I need
can
her.
Can you hurry
me.
Up? We're on air.
He's okay. gathering his thoughts.
I'm gathering my thoughts. He's like, well, tell such and such that I need such and such this, this, and this. And I was like, who's this? She said, this is her boyfriend. I was like, oh, all right. Actually, no, this was a voicemail that he left me this on my voicemail. So then I called her, and such and such happened to be my girlfriend.
Just whoa. Make up
so
name.
So I called her. Okay, we'll call her Trace. No, I won't call her Trace. That's a real name. We'll call her Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Okay.
So I was like, so I called Stephanie. I was like, yeah, Stephanie, Duran called me. This dude named Duran called me and said that he's his girlfriend. And
you
I thought
lied
she was
about
my
this?
Girlfriend. No, this is, let me tell my story.
Follow the story.
Follow the story.
Okay.
And she says, oh, no, that's some crap. That's not for real. I said, all right, whatever. I let it go. I didn't let it go, but I said I let it go. So I guess that's a lie that I told in that story. Anyway, maybe like an hour later, some guy calls me and says, yeah, I just wanted to let you know, man. This is Stephanie's cousin. You know, I called you earlier and, you know, BB playing and stuff like that. And it wasn't Stephanie's cousin. That time it was Stephanie's cousin, but the time before, it was a real dude.
So that means that she really...
She was creeping
she
on
called
you.
Her cousin and Emma said, I need you to call and borrow and be like,
use a hoe.
Wow.
Use a hoe. I said that you the hoe. Oh, you felt like crap? You was crying inside?
No, it was good. So
you
I
ever cry over a woman?
Let it go.
You never cried? You cried over a woman before?
That's not what this
show is about. We're not talking about that right now.
Sometimes
right?
that happens when you cry over a woman.
Yeah, but that's not what this.
I cried over a guy
lying.
Before.
Yeah, but that's
we're not accurate. Talking about that in this segment.
Whatever. You cried over a girl before, Nonchalant? What's like? Lila, you cried over.
No,
a girl
I never
before?
Cried over no woman before.
Whatever.
Ever.
Sometimes
ever
they break
in my
your
life.
Sometimes no they woman. Break your heart.
Damn. I hate her.
Okay. I had lied before.
For real? Oh my God.
I was like 18, right? I mean, I've told this story before on the show, but the older I get, the more funny it is. Okay, I can't believe I'm explaining my business like this.
You've done it before. Go ahead.
You already said the story once.
So, I was dating this guy. Well, first of all, let me tell the story about how he was lying. Oh, I'm getting hyped. All right. So, when I was like 17 years old, I saw him, okay? I saw him.
You had seen to him, girl?
I had seen to him. Uh-oh. He lived right on Tilden, right?
What?
I went to go get this fool some cheesecake. I had cut school just to bring him some cheesecake, okay? Because he had like the juniors,
he
right?
Did, huh? So oh, my goodness.
I cut school all the way in 48th and between 8th and 9th. I went to professional performing arts high school. Dipped. Left early. Was getting kicked out and all that. All I that. Get to the crib. I see a girl going inside. I'm like, okay, what the... That better be his cousin that I ain't never met before. So I'm standing on the corner. I'm waiting, cheesecake in hand. I'm waiting. They ain't coming out. They ain't coming out. I was with him for like 3 years already. So they ain't coming out. So I'm like, all right, that's not his cousin. All right. So I go across the street. And the way his house was you could step on a pipe and look in his bedroom. So I was like, all right, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. So I go and I step on a pipe. And all I see is two butt cheeks pumping up and down.
No.
Yes, I saw him doing it. I saw it.
No.
So I was like, oh my gosh. And when you're 17 and you see that, it's like, that bastard. That made me grow up like 5 years, okay? It made me grow up like 5 years.
What?
Do you know my dumb ass didn't say nothing?
You say nothing at all?
And you stayed with him?
You didn't even ask somebody? Because that would have been a good story to hear. Like, how would you explain that?
I didn't ask him anything. I did nothing but turn around and go home. I got sunned. I went home. Do you know this fool called me? Like, yeah, what's up, baby? Like he just got home from school and just called me. And was like, yo, I just came home. I will never forget what I was wearing that day. I had on a tight gray dress. With a white shirt,
you was
like
getting
a little
it, girl.
White.
I see
I was
you.
Cute. I was
oh,
cute.
You was doing it. I see you, girl.
I had my little auburn lipstick on and all that.
Did you see?
Okay.
Did you see what she had on?
No.
Oh, wait,
no.
Birthday
wait.
Suit.
No.
Nothing.
She had on Nancy.
Bucky Nancy.
Nothing near my feelings, yo. So do you know I acted like nothing ever happens? Okay. A whole month. When I tell you I was so depressed, I was crying, I was sad. My mother was like, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm walking around the house crying. I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm rebellious. I'm cursing my parents.
And you're still with the guy.
I stayed with him. Yo, I stayed wow. with him. Then after a month, we were going to my uncle's house in Maryland. He was in Maryland. And when I went, I was like, I'm not going to call him. I couldn't call him because at that time we had VoiceStream, so we only had prepaid minutes. So I had used all my prepaid wow. minutes when I was in Maryland. So I was like, damn, it's going to be long distance if I try to call Brooklyn. So I can't call Brooklyn. I didn't know if it was long distance or not. You know how that is back in like 90-something. Yeah. So I was crying to my uncle like, he cheated on me. I know my uncle was laughing now that I think about it. But he's wow. like, you know, you got to be strong. You can't let these men break you. So I was like, I'm not going to call him. I ain't gonna call him, right? So I ain't calling him for like 3 days. I was feeling strong, son. And when I got home, my mother pressed play on the voicemails. He was like, I love you, baby.
And you
call
cried.
Me. I love you. And my mother's looking at me like, I love you? What the hell is going on here? He left like 6 voicemails. What? So I called him back and I was like, well, I left and I'm back. And he was like, I'm so sorry, whatever I did to make you not talk to me. I was like, you cheated on me. Da-da-da. I'm breaking. I saw you. I'm crying. Like, I saw the ass moving up and down. I saw it. He was like, what are you talking about? I don't even remember. Dude was playing off like he did not remember nothing.
Man.
Okay? Nothing. I was like, I saw it.
I don't remember.
I don't remember. I don't know what you're talking
no,
about.
No, I didn't do it. I don't remember.
What are
you talking about? I get so much booty. You know?
All right,
I don't remember.
So the plot had thinking, right?
My cheeks look the same. They all running together.
Yes. So this was Sunday night. So Monday, I can't remember if I was supposed to be in school or not, or if I cut school. I don't know. Well, y'all kids, y'all better go to school. So I'm home. And he comes to the house. I can't believe I'm telling my business like this. He comes to the house and, you know, I let him in like an idiot. You know, we sitting on the couch. He talking and, you know, he's like, come sit on my lap. And I'm like, no. Scratching my head like, no, I'm not going to fall into this. No, I'm not sitting on the lap. He's like, you know, I love you, and I cheated. I did it.
I know. And I saw you. What you mean? Saying,
I just want
to
fess
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you have to fess up.
I took him back, yo. I took this fool back,
you
son.
You already sitting on his lap.
I was already
sitting. You already know you going back. You sitting on his lap already. Santa Claus.
I kid you not. 2 months later, I go to his house. At this time, it's summertime now. It's hot. It's popping. His door is locked. So I'm like, yo, why is his door locked? Like, you don't lock your door. I've been with you for like 3 years. What are you locking the door for? We make it out in the living room, stuff, whatever. So I'm like, let's go to your room. I'm not going to be all over your mom's couch. Like, this isn't cool. Like, this isn't cool. So he would not let me in the room. When I tell you, I'm like, I'm fighting, I'm dodging, like, I'm practicing my track and all that. Like, we dodging room. And ducking. So I wait till he go into the bathroom or the kitchen. I don't know where he was. Yo, I zoom past him, busting the, I don't know what happened. I bust the door open, son. None of my pictures were up. All my pictures were gone.
He took down your shrine?
He took down my shrine of pictures. Everything that I gave him, no teddy bears, no gifts, no nothing was up. So I was like, oh my gosh. So my heart was beating fast. I will never forget this. My heart was beating fast. I was like, where's the pictures? Why are none of my pictures up? What is going on? So I see like all these little crumpled up pieces of paper like in his headboard. So I'm like, what's this? What's this? So I'm grabbing papers and he's trying to get the papers out of my hand. I'm memorizing. I'm putting papers in my mouth. Everything. I was it was phone Council numbers of man. Girls.
Wow.
I was putting the papers in my mouth. Everything. I was like, no, crying. I was like, I know this number is going to be wet. I'm going to have to try to figure out how to dry it off from my spit. But you know what? I'm going to call this girl. So I was like, where's the pictures? I'm standing there, I'm crying. And he's like, baby, I'm sorry. Looking all dumb. And I'm taking him back like, I'm so stupid. Where's the picture? He hid the pictures under the mattress, yo. So I was like, you were...
Like some Playboy.
You were effing those girls on top of my pictures. On top of my pictures. So now, you know, I'm getting dramatic. Like, oh my gosh. You were humping on my pictures. So I get my stuff, and I'm like, I'm leaving. He's like, baby, wait. Trying to hold me and stuff like this. A soap opera. Baby, wait, I'm sorry. I'm like, don't call me baby. I swear to God, he better not be listening, because you know who you are. Matter of fact, you should be listening, because you ain't that better low down, dirty dog, you. So anyway, so I'm done, and I go home. All right, and I'll tell you the rest of the story after we play the song.
It was like a 20-minute story, I swear.
Y'all was bored?
No, it was great.
Oh, don't get punched in the face, none of y'all.
I'm not lying at all.
Whatever. It was boring, y'all?
No, it was a good story.
It's a good story?
I've heard it before, though. So.
How have you heard it before?
Well, the last time you told it on the show.
No, you didn't hear it. Don't play with me. You did for real?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Mo Brown, Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. I'm trying to find my song that I was about to play. Oh, yeah. Rihanna, Rude Boy. There we go. Where we at? Okay. Mo Brown, Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. We'll be back.
Come here, Rude Boy, boy. Can you get it up? Come here, Rude Boy, boy. Is you big enough? Baby, like your boy, I want what
music drop. I make it snow, I make it flurry, I make it all back tomorrow, don't worry. Yeah, young wine on the move. If you ain't missed, I make it right.
Stranger.
Baby, something's on my mind.